You're tuned into Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? We're here at Praise 107.9 having a great time, and it's going to be an exciting show. I'm Joseph Talbert Jr. with Harvest Group Institute, and we're here with Miss Tiffany Pineda.
Good morning.
And Jeremy Plummer.
Good morning, Jacksonville. So great to be here again.
Look at this guy. Always got something extra, don't he? And then we have a guest here, one of our sponsors, Mr. Jose Concepcion.
Hello, ladies and gents.
I love his name.
I do too. I told him that.
Jose. It's conceptual.
I thought he was lying.
Yes.
When like, he said it. Concepcion's your last name?
Yeah, like Baby Maker.
Joseph already has four. I'm in a bad spot.
For the last comment.
Right.
Gosh,
he's a goofball. So guys, real quick, don't forget, guys, that we're brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. We're a Bible-based training company. And, you know, what we like to do is help people have and enjoy life. God came so we can have joy. And so many people have jobs that they don't enjoy. They have money, they don't enjoy. Families, relationships, parenting, they don't enjoy. It's like they don't enjoy nothing. It's like, why are you here then? Yeah. And so what we do is work with people, and we have a lot of resources to show you that life is supposed to be fun. And don't forget about Rack City Inspiration, rackcityinspiration.com. Miss Melinda Rackley, she is a publisher. If you want to write a book, if you have diaries that you want to publish, if you got ideas in your head you want to get out, that's what she is able to do for you. Then we got First Command Financial. They've been sponsoring our seminars, like I've told you before, for about 5 years. They're an amazing company. Mm-hmm. When we sit down with a client and we do their financial strategies, when there's time, we take them over to First Command Financial to get the life insurances done and to finance some of their future. So when they retire, they actually have money to live on. And that's Mr. Nick Poe, 904-269-8772. And then KidsInCapeInc.org, KidsInCapeInc.org. They help keep kids safe from bullying and from child abuse and sex trafficking and sexual abuse and things of that nature. Things you ought to be talking to your kids about anyways.
Yes.
And so if you want to help those guys out and be a blessing to them, go to KidsInCapeInc.org. And then Chiropractic Injury Solutions, my friend Dr. Natalie Blum. She has a South Side and West Side location. Her number is 904-300-3114. Or go to chiropractorjacks.com. Go get your back cracked or get a massage. They are amazing over there.
You can choose your masseuse.
And you can choose your masseuse. Yeah, they got guys and girls. I always pick the girls. And then X Jose, a premier marketing company. That's who's in the house with us today, Jose. It's his company. And I told you guys, it's like, if you like Vistaprint, it's better quality and it's a little bit cheaper. And these guys do so much. They do websites. They do marketing. They do logos. They actually did a logo for us the other day, and they embodied exactly what we needed. So they are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Mr. Luke Lewis, Jackson Real. If you want to buy a house, 904-465-0100. And so, what we've been talking about, and Jose, you can jump in when you want to. We're gonna talk a little bit about his company also as we go on. Oh, don't forget, give us a call here at the studio, 904-296-2251. The lines are open. I always wanted to say that.
The lines are open. Like the doors of the church are open.
Yeah. The lines are open, 296.
For Jerry Lewis on Labor Day or something.
So call us, 296-2251. Let us know what you're thinking, and ask questions, guys. Mm-hmm. I want to do this today. If you call in today with a good question, not just calling in for the sake of saying, hey, what up, and we don't mind if you do that, but call in with a good question and you can get some discounts from Jose and his company, what they got going on. And our seminar is coming up in April. We have millionaires and six-figure earners that are going to be, it's called personal leadership. And what I tell people, if you can't control yourself, you'll never be successful.
That's right.
And so personal leadership, being able to control yourself, and the subtext is serving your way to the top. And I know that sounds funny to people, but I'm telling you, if you're a business owner or endeavoring to be a business owner, It's the service that mm-hmm. you provide that takes you to the top of your game. So personal leadership, serving your way to the top. So if you call in today and ask a good question, we'll give you some treats.
What counts as a good question?
We'll determine it when they call.
That's a good question.
It is subjective.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we're the judges.
You get the discount.
Okay. So I get a discount on like a logo or something now?
That's not a good question. No. You didn't ask a good question.
I did ask it. He said I asked a good question.
That's a good question. What's a good question?
He was being... that was like satire. It wasn't a good question. It was a lie.
Satire. He was being nice.
Yeah, he was just being nice.
I appreciate that.
So, and you know what your job is today, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Don't fail.
Don't fail me now. Come on, you can do it.
So anyways, guys, you know, we talked about last week, and I got two little spots that we're going to talk about and wrap it around. You know, we said track where you're spending your time. Mm-hmm. And I add to that, track where you're spending your time and track where you're spending your money. You got to make good quality decisions. Time is money.
Yeah.
You know, and we say it all the time, and I think people say it and don't realize it, but time is money.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, no, it's not. Yes, it is. Ask yourself, how much is your hour worth? If your hour is worth $10, then that's what your time is worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm talking about in the marketplace, realizing that every time you spend time somewhere, and it's so funny because I watch people, they say, I want to be successful in real estate, or I want to be a great dad or a great wife or whatever they want to be good at. And I ask them, how much time do you spend in that section and in that area? And they'll do everything except for the thing that leads them to where they're trying to go. And that's what's so interesting to me. How do you spend so much time doing stuff that gets you nowhere? And spend no time doing stuff that gets you to what you say you want to do. You know, if I say I want to earn six figures this year, how much time are you spending learning how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You say you want to be a better dad. How much time are you spending learning how to do that? And people spend all time doing what they don't want to be doing or what gets them nowhere. And they spend no time doing the thing that gets them to where they're trying to go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the Marines say, everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die.
Right.
Right. I like that. Yeah. And so, yeah, indeed. And so you got to look at where you're spending your time. Like, really sit down and think about it. What do you have in your life? And this is a question I like to ask people. What do you have in your life that's not whimsical? And what I mean by that is, what do you have in your life where you literally spent the time necessary to make something come to pass?
Mm.
And most people have nothing. They got a job. You know, they go to work, they go to church, they come home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been working on stuff. Like, I want to do a daycare. That's one of my goals, open up a
child
daycare.
Child care. You're not caring for the day, you're caring for the child.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. That's a headache. You have to do so much, not only marketing-wise.
Well, and liability insurance.
About, yeah, so what? You hear that, guys? They're being negative, and they're trying to make me feel like I can't do it. And you know what I say to them? I don't care what y'all talking about.
Kick bricks, y'all.
Kick bricks, absolutely.
Kick bricks.
Because think about it. This is the reality about childcare. This is, again, just researching the market. It's one of the few recession-proof businesses.
Mm-hmm. People always.
Well, yeah, because everybody's
kids.
Working.
No matter.
People are always conceiving.
No, and no,
people
no.
Always having kids, and people always dying. You might want to put a funeral home right next to that. It's a good location.
A funeral home right next to it, and that's those two things though, right there.
You always have to bury somebody, and somebody's always being born.
So no matter what the economy is doing, people still need somewhere to put their kids mm-hmm. while they go to work. And so that's why I want to own a child care place. And then I want to own a chain of them. First, get it one up, then a chain. And I want to transition into a school. I really want to own a school. My point is, from bringing that up, is I've not stopped working on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's the question. What do you have in your life right now? If you were to stop and look at your life right now, the time that you spend living,
mm-hmm.
what do you have to show for your 40 years on the earth.
So your goal is to basically have like Joseph Talbert Jr. Elementary School one day?
I don't think I'll be using my own name. But I won't want, because people, again, you know, education system sucks. And they're teaching everything except for the things you need to know to be truly successful in life.
Yeah.
And so even that, where do you spend your time? I know people that spend their time going back to school.
Yeah,
they got 3 and 4 degrees and it's still broke.
Professional students.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, if it didn't work the first time, and it didn't work the second time, Why do you keep thinking
maybe
your answer?
The wrong degree that you needed.
No. Why
well, it's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing, expecting different results. If you keep banging your head, you're going to get a bloody forehead. So
absolutely. And think about this, Jeremy, and for you guys. And I'm not knocking school. My son is in college. My other boys are going to go to college. But they're going to know how to make money and become successful, too. So I said, put your phone on silent.
That's an alarm. That's an alarm to not come here late.
If I put my phone on silent, everything goes.
I know. You ignore
silence.
So many calls. It's ridiculous.
At the end of the day, think about this. Where in the world, I mean, I think the statistic is somewhere around, in general, 70% of people who graduate with a degree from college, they either can't find a job, they have a job in the field they don't have a degree for, or they have a job that doesn't require a degree. So where in the world can you go and a company is failing 70% of the time of what they're selling?
And it stays in business.
And it stays in business. It won't stay in business, but college does. Mm-hmm. You know, and like you said, insanity. You keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And so if 70% of the people that graduate, they spend 30, 40, 50, 60 grand a year for a degree, can't get a job in a field they don't need a degree for, or get a job, you know, in a different field, why are we still paying all this money? Why are we still doing it? Why are you spending your time doing that?
Part of it is pedigree. You know, this is, you know, you like to be able to say you're a doctor or you have this degree or you went to this school or you're an alumni.
And
then,
don't get me wrong, like doctors, you need to go to school to learn how to
please
do surgery.
God, please go to school.
But here's the thing. There's a lot of universities that are free, too, now. I mean, there's one called University of the People. It's completely online. It's accredited and it's completely
free. It's accredited.
And it's completely free.
What is it called?
University of the People.
Check it out, guys. University of the People. Never heard of it, but I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, all you have to pay is like the application fee or something. Yeah.
How much is the application fee?
$5,000.
Like? For every year.
No. For an application.
Jeremy, are you doing your job today?
What?
Yeah. Every 5 minutes. Every
he waved at you and you ignored
he
him.
He did. No, don't.
You did wave it. I saw
I
you
wave. Wave at you.
You got to say something, man.
He's so used to the ladies waving that he just doesn't
whatever.
Understand.
Whatever. No ladies waving at me.
Just, it's 5 minutes.
All right, guys. Again, go to harvestgroupinstitute.com. Check us out. RackCityInspiration.com. First Command Financial. Mr. Nick Pope.
I feel like a
get your money in order. 904-269-8772. Kids in Cape Incorporated or KidsInCapesInc.org. They keep kids safe from sexual abuse and bullying. Chiropractic Injury Solutions on the South Side and West Side locations. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. ChiropractorJax.com. And again, Exose, premier marketing company here in the studio with us. And we're going to talk about this company in a little while. And Mr. Luke Lewis, 904-465-0100. Jackson Real is his company. If you want to purchase a house or have any questions about it, give him a call. So anyways, guys, so what are you spending your time on? And I want us to think about that stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, we're here sharing these things, but I constantly reevaluate myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I have goals. I have plans. I know what time I want to retire. I know how I want to retire. I know how much money I want to have when I retire. I know what business I want to have up and running. You know, like I know what these things are. And so I'm constantly looking at, is the time you're spending, Joseph, getting you closer to your goal? Mm-hmm. Or is the time you're spending taking you farther away from your goal? And that's what you got to look at. What kind of time are you spending and what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so be very mindful of what time you're spending and be very mindful of what money you're spending. Because I watch people spend money and it's so funny. People will go buy a bunch of crap, but they won't spend. And they'll spend $60,000 without batting an eye to go to college.
Yeah.
But they won't spend any money to go sit in a finance class.
Right.
They won't spend any
it's
money.
It's $40?
I know, right?
For 4 hours of a millionaire's time?
Yeah.
And I can't do that.
And or I can't afford it.
I can't.
It's like, but you can afford that dress. You bought 4 dresses yesterday. That's not going to get you anywhere. And that's my point.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending time doing things that get you nothing. You're spending money on things that get you nothing. And it's like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Don't complain about being broke. Don't complain about where you are if you're not willing to spend the time and to spend the money necessary to get closer to where you're going.
Yeah.
You know what you make me do?
What?
I did a search for like my top 5 transactions
there
or
you go. Good.
And I looked to see where I was spending my money and if those align with my financial goals, and I had to slap myself on the hand. I did it gently.
No. High five there.
I was like, "Oh no."
One of the things I tell people, I'm glad you said it, and I'll bring that up.
I'd be too scared to do that.
Don't.
No, but see, that's the thing.
I feel like my bank would be like, you really want to know?
Yes, we know.
You need to know. My spiritual dad taught me many years ago. He said, Joseph, if you want to know what a man values, look at his checkbook. Where he spends his money is what is important to him. Mm-hmm. And I like what you said. So I would tell you this. That I'm going to add that to what I teach people. Go look at your top five transactions. I would say 3 to 5 transactions. Mm-hmm. And see if the spending of the money that you're doing is in line or helping you get closer to your goals in life.
It's an eye-opener.
And it should be an eye-opener. And I remember when I did something, you know, something similar, I looked at my bank accounts one time, and it just hit me one day. Look at all this money I'm spending on myself. And none of the lines were giving. Mm-hmm. None of them were sowing. None of them were giving back to people.
And I'm glad you say that, giving back, because in marketing, the big thing is return on investments. You know, a lot of people want to either spend less or
and that's a good concept. Are you seeing a return on your investment for your household, for your life spending?
Yeah.
No, that's good stuff.
Especially with marketing. You know, you can spend $5,000 on Facebook and still not
get anything. Right. So when you started your business, Jose, What were the fine things that you had to change in yourself? Like, what were the adjustments that you had to make in some of your habits?
Oh, my time management. I managed my time very poorly. I focused too much on developing websites rather than managing the whole company as a whole.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So it's similar. Again, same thing. What are you spending your time on? And it's your time returning what you say you want. So that's good stuff, man. That's
so you're producing product for your customers, but not developing your business itself.
Exactly. I was like, I think Tony Robbins says it best. It's like I was a business operator, not a business owner.
That's
good. I think that's kind of scary, though. I mean, Tony Robbins. Have you seen some of his stuff?
He's a freaking millionaire. Doesn't matter.
He's a millionaire, but he's scary, though.
He's scary?
Yeah.
Because he's like 9 feet tall?
Yeah, he looks like...
I don't... Scary or not scary, I would love for him to mentor me.
I mean, I would too, but it would be... He wouldn't have to go very far to intimidate me. I'll just say that much.
You're pretty intimidating yourself.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I've never... I've heard a lot of things... Describe me, but intimidating
never intimidating.
Is not one of them.
Intimidating is not one of them.
No, there's nothing.
You're talking to the wrong people.
Maybe it's because your voice so soft.
That's probably it. Because there's probably a lot of radio listeners like, oh, she sounds so nice.
She sounds so nice. Yeah. You are the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
I agree with you.
That's a compliment though for a guy.
I would be a pretty woman. I'm sorry. I just would be.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's time to read our sponsor.
I'm going to say, yeah.
It's been 5 minutes.
It's time to read our sponsor.
And again, and guys, don't forget, give us a call here in the studio, 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Ask a question about investing, getting a return on your investment. And if you're having trouble with these things, give us a call. And this is what we're here to help you accomplish. And don't forget to go to harvestgroupinstitute.com. We do many things for you guys. We have financial plans. We have seminars. We have workshops. You know, especially, you know, I'm having a great time with some of our new finance clients. We will sit with you and help create financial strategy. And I'm not talking about budgeting. We got it. We got people right now. We're helping create real estate portfolios. And so our goal is to take you from where you are to where you want to go and help you create the actual things you need to be spending your time doing. Rack City Inspiration, if you want to write a book, if you got any ideas you're trying to get out, go to rackcityinspiration.com. First Command Financial, that's a company that's one of our sponsors, Mr. Nick Poe. And inside of our financial strategies, when we get to the place where you need to get your life insurance, when we get to the place where you need to get some things in place for when you retire, it's kicking back money at a great percentage. That's what Nick does at First Command Financial. Give him a call at 904-269-8772. Don't forget about Kids in Cape Incorporated, kidsincapesinc.org. They help keep children safe. You should be volunteering somewhere. You know, I'm doing fairly well in life, and I still find time to go volunteer at places. We did a comedy show. We did a personal development, motivational type deal, and we added comedy to it. But I do it every month for a local place here with the elderly. And these two joined me the other day, and we had a great time.
It was
so
fun.
It was. We messed up the pens. She did. I mean, I had three people tell that they messed up their Depends, and I was like, yeah, but stand back when you tell me that.
So you got to be volunteering somewhere, man. And Kids in Cape Incorporated is a great place to volunteer.
And they'll be here with us the first week in April.
They'll be here with us the first week in April as well. To talk about their business and help what they do really particularly to help keep children safe. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be real fun. So go to their website, kidsincapesinc.org. Chiropractic Injury Solutions, my friend Dr. Natalie Blum, Southside and Westside location. If you had a car accident or anything, if you just tweaked your back or you're having issues, give them a call, man. I'm telling you, like, I don't like to get my back cracked. I like the massages. But, you know, every now and then she kind of say, hey, you got to get it done. And every time she makes me get the alignment, I feel better. I don't like it, but I know I feel better. And if you want to feel better, give these guys a call, 904-300-3114. And then Ex Jose, a premier marketing company, Mr. Jose Concepcion. he's here. His office number is 316-7119. And then Luke Lewis of Jackson Real, 904-465-0100. If you want to buy a house or you want to know what to do next to buy a house, give him a call. So yeah, guys, you got to spend your time right. Right. You know, and then the next thing I wanted to talk about, we talked a little bit about it the other day, be deliberate in your choices. Mm-hmm. You know, I can look at my business. I can look at my finances. Even now, my finances, I have to be very, very deliberate, very methodical, where I'm going to spend it, where I'm going to spend my time, where am I going to put my money, what's going to yield me the biggest return or the biggest chance for a return, mm-hmm. You know. And it's so interesting. We talk about investing all the time. And people hate investing. Poor people hate investing because mm-hmm. they're afraid of it. And they say, well, what if you lose? That's the first thing I hear people say, what if you lose?
They're losing
what
if money you lose? Now. And they're wasting money on cars. As soon as you drive it off the lot, that new car has depreciated in value. You don't know if you got a car that was built on Monday, which they say you shouldn't buy cars built on Monday or Friday, and it's going to be a lemon. You're going to have because on Mondays, they're fresh from the weekend, possibly hungover, and Friday, their mind is on the weekend.
So I need to ask the dealer for the car.
They can tell you the
day. What day of the week was this thing?
Yes.
Give me the Wednesday car. I don't care.
I want the Wednesday car. Give me a hump day car.
And guys, give us a call, 904-296-2251. Ask a question. But yeah, for investing, you're already spending money, like she said. And wealthy people buy assets. Mm-hmm. And middle class, they buy debt. Mm-hmm. And the poor, unfortunately, buy a bunch of junk, buy a mm-hmm. bunch of stuff, and I'm very careful where I spend my money. I'm consciously thinking, when I spend this money, what is it going to get me back? Mm-hmm. Is it going to yield me a return? You know, and being afraid to lose your money, but you're buying you're buying T-shirts and clothing and gym mm-hmm. shoes, you're buying Starbucks, you're buying Panera Bread, you're buying you're spending money every single day. And what you don't realize, ladies and gentlemen, every time you spend money with these companies, you've invested in their company.
Yes, you have.
But you're not making any returns. I remember I met a lady, she told her son, hey, if then you cannot buy another pair of Jordans unless you own stock in Nike.
I like it.
That's what I'm talking about. If you're going to be spending money with these companies, you need to own some stock in the companies. Because you're investing, whether you think you are or not, and you're losing because you're not getting anything.
Right.
But a product that's going to die on you, that's going to get old, all of that kind of stuff. And so real quick, guys, we have a caller. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful now.
Awesome. Awesome. What's your name?
My name is Lily, but I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am,
like,
Lily.
You may own your home, but my thing is I want to learn to pay it off fast, like get rid of debt. Mm-hmm. Everything you guys talked about, my heart just got heavy. I just turned it on because it was on my mind, and then it's what you guys are talking about, like spending your time, giving up your time, and volunteering, and
yeah,
I'm just overwhelmed at how he just hit me, but he answered my prayers. Like,
so you saying right you have is your house the only bit of debt that you have, or do you have other things as well?
The house and the car. I don't want nothing ever, but I tell you, I would ride a bicycle right now. I just want to.
You just want to cut some stuff back.
I want to be dent-free. Yes.
I got you. There's a lot of different strategies that people implore to pay their house off, to pay their home off quicker. Mm-hmm. What I would like to do, if you don't mind, what I'd like to do is get a chance to give you a call so we can look at what your big situation is, what your goals are, and help you create some strategies. Can we do something like that?
We absolutely can.
Okay, awesome. Go ahead. I'm going to answer your question once we get off the line. Go ahead and give Jeremy. Jeremy's going to take your name and number, so we'll give you a call to set up a time to come by our office. And and while you're doing that, I'll go ahead and give one of the strategies that people use. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Lily. Great talking with
you. You're welcome.
Bye bye now.
I love flowers.
Oh, Lily. Yeah. So she asked, what could she do to pay off her house faster? I've seen people double up on their payments. Mm-hmm. Cut back everything where else and double up on their payments, or do a payment and a half. So there's just many strategies, guys. And people say, well, if I can't double up on my payments, I can't afford that. And that's why I wanted to sit with her and look at what she's got going on and what her financial situation is, so we can see what we might be able to do. So anyways, guys, I appreciate Ms. Lily calling. And again, the idea of being deliberate and what you're doing and where you're spending, you're already spending money.
You are.
And you're losing money every day that you spend. Every time you go to the movies, you know, well, I saw the movie, but you didn't, it didn't do anything for your time, and it didn't do anything for your pocketbook, you know. And I'm not knocking, I love going to the movies, that's what I do to wind down, but I don't go to the movies first.
Right.
I spend a lot of money on my education. I spend a lot of money on becoming better. That's how I met, Jose. Yeah, because of a seminar, we were sitting down, and we partnered on some things now, become pretty good friends, and I've watched him even. He's very methodical on what he does too, to get what he's trying to do. Even when he was working with our company to help us with our marketing, you know, that's what he would always say. Where are we spending the money at? What are we doing? What is going to be return on what we're doing? And that's what he does for companies, is make sure that they're not just out there willy-nilly flailing, but they're trying to figure out what to do that's going to yield a return for what they're doing.
I remember that day I bombarded you with questions. What's your target demographic? When you're advertising? How long have you advertised? You're like, what?
Yeah. But see, these are things that I didn't think of.
Oh, yeah, everybody has the same response.
And these are questions that you need to answer. Similar questions you need to ask for your life. Yeah. What's your target? Where are you trying to go? What's your goal? You know? Yeah. And guys, if you have a business and you need cards and logos, he can do that for you.
You need
even advertising. Yeah,
you don't want to be jotting down your number on a little scrap piece of paper. It indicates your professionalism. So be prepared. That sets a standard for the business that you're going to have with them. So if you can sit down with ex-Jose and he can get you those materials that are appropriate for your business, that are, you know, specialized for which the market that you're trying to reach. It may be business cards. It may be, you know, a little 3x5 card. It may be bumping up your website, or even if you don't have a website, these are the tools that he can help you make that are like professional and set you apart from.
And yeah, if you need a website, I'm he's printing out flyers for one of our seminars that's coming up, actually. And he has just great rates, guys. If you need any of that, cards, flyers, I'm telling you, get this guy a call. His office number is 316-7119, or you can go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com, go to the contact us section and say, hey, I want to get Jose to do some work for me. Websites, cards, flyers, any of that stuff, or campaigns to fill up your what you're trying to accomplish, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when it comes to campaigns, we do Facebook, Instagram. We started to back out of Google lately just because of the, you know, privacy policy changes and all that.
Yeah. But see, you need to know that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, yeah, you gotta pay attention to it.
Yeah, social media isn't just for scrolling and you know, letting people know about your life. It's a tool for you to get a return on. I mean, you're gonna be on social media, don't let it just use you. You use
and
it.
And that's right. Even that, I've made a lot of money from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let this guy do some of that stuff. I think. And if you got a company, you need a logo. You need a logo. I think you need a logo more than you need a card sometimes.
Yeah.
And, important for the brand, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so he has a discount right now going on. You can get a logo for $100.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's good stuff, too.
And it's real good stuff. Wow. You get a logo for $100.
And it was really, really good. Amazing quality. Like, I showed some people just kind of testing it.
Right.
And they were very impressed with how it looked.
So, again, his number is 904-316-7119. Guys, we're winding down. We appreciate you guys listening, man. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Go check out the next seminar that we got coming up, Personal Leadership. serving your way to the top. And when I tell you, we have legitimate millionaires that are just there teaching you. They're training you.
Amazing.
Everybody that we have come in that room to teach you something, we make sure that they're successful and they're not selling a thing. So, guys, go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com, 904-533-6154. We appreciate your time and attention. God bless you. Until next time, we love you. Drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.